Welcome to the Carl Jackson Podcast. This is episode 2, season 7. As I've been telling you guys, we're going to do 3 more years of the podcast, and then I'm going to a new format. I won't announce it until I'm ready to announce that. But we have, you guys have really, really, really been wanting this guest to come back. So we're doing a part 3, guys. And guess who it is? It's Jeff Elsner. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Great. Feeling great. And I'm also excited about this conversation. So I want to start with your new development. Let's start there, because I think a lot of people want to know, what should they be looking out for? What has newly developed? I saw a post that you made this morning that was really, really interesting and very daunting, to say the least. So let's go into some of that stuff.
So I'm not sure which site you saw. I don't know if you have me on Facebook. Instagram.
It was the Instagram post that you did this morning. Sorry.
So this post basically, there's a lot going on in the scientific community with where they're going with the genome project, as they like to refer to it as. You know, in the year 2000, they wrote the Code of Life. They rewrote this book, as they call it, to shape a new creation of human reality, starting with people and everything. They want to build what is basically a metaverse or a multiverse, which is an augmented reality. All of this is through the mind, because the mind essentially is the central operating system for the body. Everything is through the mind. So we use 5% of our brain, which is very, very little. It's annoying, actually, because a lot of times we want to know the answers. We want to know everything, you know, and this is very challenging when you can only use 5% of your brain. So basically what they're doing is they are telling people, we can tap into consciousness through the brain using technology. And this is what genome editing is about, in sequencing. So everybody knows 5G started this. This was basically the beginning of what is the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a digital world. Everything with technology, we're going to go wireless through the body. There will no longer be cell phones. Everything will be through light. This is what the post was basically about, because you're walking around now, or we are walking around now, carrying a device that carries an electronic charge. So this is what they mean by wanting to get away from this, where we're at now with everything. They want to go to the next generation of communication, which is going to be, everything will be through the mind. Everything will be connected through the mind, through a neuromorphic system. You know, Elon Musk, these guys have Neuralink companies, neural device companies. They have what is known as a quantum dot processor. Now, this is a processor that works through light. This processing chip works through the body's electrochemical state, and this is all done through the mind. So everything is on an electrical basis, and this is how thoughts are produced. This is how input, output, you name it, man, they can do it, anything with this chip. I mean, they already have these. The cloning, I know we're going to talk more about cloning, but I just want to touch with this. This is how the cloning operates. Now, there is no metal or any wires in this new communication system. You know, now our phones, they have lithium batteries, they have metal, there are wires that run to the communication network. This will be done through quantum computation. Now, this is algorithms that are in the air. There will be no, they don't need cell phone towers for these. They can use satellites and such for this on a basis that people, they have no idea about this stuff. You know, people are used to the hardline computers in their home, laptops, tablets. These will go away. We will have what is known as an augmented reality, where you're updating stuff through your mind. You want to go on Twitter and update your Twitter. you want to do something with your bank account, this will be done through the mind. So this is basically what the post was really touching on, was this is the digital DNA of the new age. Everything is through your DNA now. This is because if you see with driver's license, passports, and all that, we're going to go away from that because of the fact that they have used everything in reality to promote, we need a better identification system. This identification system now is not working. We have terrorist attacks. We have huge fraud cases going on. And not to mention with, you know, what that's been happening since 2020, we won't name it, but we know it as ICD, which we're referring it to for this podcast. So with this happening,
let me just tell the audience, ICD is 2020. And you know what happened in 2020? Everybody had to drink iced tea. Okay, here we go.
So with that happening, they want a new digital identity system. This is through your DNA. This will be through the person's bloodline. So this is how they will link. They will say, we will be able to tell who's who only by your blood. And this is, I mean, we're seeing this come to pass very quickly. They're not holding anything back now. 2023, I saw something where they were mentioning don't plan nothing for 23. So this was not good. This was something that was given to me from one of my colleagues in Europe. And it was Putin that was quoted as saying this. And I haven't really looked into it further, but for 2023, they're saying don't plan nothing. This is going to be, you know, tying into war, and also with the ICT that's going on right now. Recently, I believe it was a couple days ago, they had a new named ICT that came out. And, you know, this is the big V. We've had several of them over the last years. This one is a new one. The World Health Organization is saying that this is the most transmissible one. So to start off 2023, they're already pushing this. They're promoting this as the new V, and this is also tying into pushing this new identity system. So it's ongoing. I mean, we're 3 years into this thing, and they want people to be digitally identified through their DNA. So this ties into quantum computation and quantum dot technology.
And I think go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I think what a lot of people don't, I just wanted to interject this one bit, but a lot of people don't know is when we were seeing these DNA commercials, DNA ancestry commercials, this was part of the plan, even as far back as I remember seeing those commercials 15 years ago. This was always part of the plan. I think people need to understand that, and also understand how they, I want you to go into what we talked about, which was, if you can control that part of what you're just described, you can also control the information, the belief system, all that.
Exactly. If they can control the elements of creating matter, they can control how all of it was created. And this is exactly what they've been doing. They've been doing this for 50,000 years on this planet now. It's nothing new under the sun, basically. You know, same stuff, just different day. We're in a digital system now. And, you know, here a while back, I had talked about, I think it was between our last podcast, electricity is not new. This is something that they have had before, but you and I have discussed this, that history has been wiped clean. The slate has been wiped clean and rewritten as one big lie. In Egypt, they had electricity. They were using it. This is very well known. Now, they did not have a digital identity system because we are in an age to where this is all wireless. Computation is through computers, and everything is hardwired with software data. What they basically had was an electrical system that worked through elements of gold, copper, and such, and so forth. So, with everything that's being created, what they are essentially doing is a new genesis, playing the source, or some people will say playing God. This is fine to use this terminology because people have to understand, they have to have a title to understand something, and this is very important. This is why I will put it in that sense that they are playing God or playing creation. They are wanting to control life on a subatomic scale. So, I mean, we're talking the elements of everything, air, earth, fire, water. This is something the Rosicrucians were working with, which is now the Illuminati's, the big Illuminati's around the world. They have kept this knowledge hidden from man until man would feel that man has been elected to come into knowing such. So it's basically bringing the, turning the ignorant into the enlightened, but on their terms. And on their terms, I mean, they are selecting who randomly who they will pick. And this is done through artificial intelligence, because essentially quantum mechanics, which is the elements of matter, combined with artificial intelligence, supercomputers, gives God new form. So this is how they are doing it. This is how they have controlled the weather. They have done this. They've had quantum technology for a very long time, but we're talking 120 years later. They're just now starting to say we're tapping into quantum technology, quantum properties, mechanics, whatever you want to call it. We're scratching the surface with this, because remember, they always drip feed everything they're doing to the public long after they've been doing it, when they feel that the people have been elected to come into knowing this stuff.
Like, they in other words, we're still on iPhone 13, but they're on iPhone 79.
they're actually beyond cell phones.
Right.
They communicate through what they have as a channeling light, an artificial light that was created using their technology.
Now, some people want to know, because I got this question a few times from our last conversations. They wanted to know who is they? Who are they? Because we use the word they a lot. They wanted it to be specific. Who are they? I told them that it was basically anything that wasn't human.
Well, yes. And they, when we say they, we mean Draco races, draconian races. These races are they hold the most power here. And by saying Dracos, I mean the Ashkenazis, the European royalty, the Arab, the people who control all of the gold and the oil in the Middle East. All of them, all of these are Draco races. All of them, they are the same bloodline. These are the Illuminati bloodlines, who is the New World Order. These races. They come in all shapes and sizes. They have different types of them, but they are basically all the same. And their goals are always the same as well. These races, they will fight with each other because the world has always been in war. I mean, we're always in wars, and a lot of them, if you look at like North Korea, this guy Kim Jong in North Korea, he is outside of the Western lifestyles, the Western way of doing things. He basically is God to his people. He has isolated himself from the rest of the New World Order, the Illuminati's, and he basically is the sole ruling person in this country. Now, these races, they all want to implement a one world order. This will encompass everything. This will overlap all countries, and this is what they are working towards establishing. They have a general understanding between themselves that they will always side with each other against humans because they hate humans. They use them as a slave breed race. This is why they work to change the genetics. They want to create the ultimate slave who they design in their own image, which now would be artificial intelligence, because their goal is immortality. They want to, with death, they have to come back again. And this is something they're working to beat. They want to, have an immortal age to where they can continue the consciousness. They don't want to die and pass on and have to come again into a body, because then things, you can't remember everything. You have to start over again. And this also goes for light races as well. When you come again here, you will start a new life and you have to begin over again. So you can kind of get an understanding of that as to why they want digital immortality. They want to live forever. They don't want to pass on in death and have to come again in a new phase of cloning. So this is what they are working through. Huh?
Why do they hate humans so much?
Well, because humans were made from light. And they do not come from light. They have a there is light and there is dark. They have a source. We have a source. They do not come from the light of source. They are from darkness. They are created from this. This is what they carry with them in all of their lifestyles, habits, actions, everything that they decide and think. This is how the reptilian mind works. Everything for them is through material elegance and control. Everything through the mind is controlled because their soul is not light. It is not made of light. There is no light in them. Their soul is of darkness. So everything with them is through a mental basis because they are cold beings. These beings are, they're not loving. They have no emotional understanding. They only know what they want. They have their objectives and this is what they stick to.
And so, can this person that is, that are, there are Dracos in human form, correct?
Correct, because long ago they mixed with humans. They mixed not sexually but through DNA. They engineered their DNA into human DNA. This opened the door for man to fall out of where he once was in light, and they became more of a physical, more like the reptilian, more of the material-sided elegance, physical-minded. Everything is through a non-conscious state of not really understanding where they come from, what life is really about, and what purpose is. So this created more of a slave species who would serve under them and worship them as God.
Now, do these humans know that they could be 100% Draco?
A handful, some do, not, maybe one or two out of every few thousand, a few of them do, most of them do not know. It only comes out of them because of the mind, this is how the mind works, the human state, if they, depending on what their lifestyles are, and what they do daily, on a daily basis, this is what the consciousness will come out of them. If they follow more of a power-based lifestyle where they chase money, women, drugs. They want to seek to control others or seek to destroy others' happiness. Then this consciousness will come out of them, and that will have the bigger hold of who they are in as far as life.
But their base would still be dark, right?
Yes,
Right.
because darkness. Darkness. Is from power comes from darkness, control comes from darkness, murder, you name it, all of this negative, it's all under negativity, and negativity is a dark frequency. All of this has nothing to do with light. Now there is a in light there is such thing as a good fight, but this is out of love. Everything with fighting for what's right comes from love, and they don't want humans to. They don't want this fight in humans. They want them to fight for the wrong reasons. And all of this is a mental basis that revolves around flags, countries, economy, what I can get, self-gain type purpose. If technology was to, say technology was to go out right now, this would cripple everything and people would begin to kill other people because they don't have this technology, they would not know what to do because they're so isolated to function through technology that
They're dependent on it.
they
They're
would have no
dependent on
direction.
technology.
Yes, totally dependent, and they know that the technocrats know that, and it will come to happen at some point that we will have an event where communication networks go down. This will be part of the reset because they want to introduce what is known as a new type of computer, and this is exactly what we talked about here a few minutes ago with quantum mechanics and quantum properties. The digital consciousness of the mind is the new internet. This is basically the IoT, the Internet of Things, and how they will connect everyone as a single organism through this human evolution that they call it, or the singularity.
So let's say there are people who watch, because I know a lot of people who watch are human Dracos, right? But they want to believe that they're great people. What is there something they can do in this lifetime? What would they have to do to go more toward the light, if that's even possible?
It is possible. I will touch on a couple of things with that. Number one, cloning. The ones who go in the clones are completely non-human, because clones are not human. They're just a copy of a person made through science. So for clones, it's just a dead vessel with a being that is inhabited. This is known as transformation cloning, when the dragon alien goes into the body. So for those, there is no chance of them coming to light, because they do not come from light. Now, humans who fell from light, they have a chance to make a return through various lifestyle changes. They need to make important decisions on what they follow in life. Following the dark path will obviously lead to descending. They can go, which leads to an eternal death of the soul. This is very possible. And an eternal death of the soul, you do not come back from this. You do not reincarnate, because the soul is gone forever. The opposite would be ascension, which leads to eternal life with the soul in a new body. So for them, they would need to make very good life decisions. They would have to live a pure life, free of drugs, free of processed lifestyles, as I like to call it. Obviously, you want to avoid the iced tea with the big J.
Yep.
So, because anything that alters your DNA in life, this prevents the process of DNA from carrying light. Because if you look at the sun, the light of day, this is a very important symbol for processing light within the body. This is our symbol. This is our way of knowing that this light is here for us. And people who have damaged DNA can no longer process this light within their cells. So a person who lives pure of this, they process light, and light is information, which enlightens the body, the heart, the mind. You want to align with the spirit, which the spirit is in light. So once they have done this, then light is information, which begins to grow the mind, open the eyes. This veil, this dark veil is taken away, because this is over the mind, essentially. This is an energy. This is almost like a spell, a sorcery, because when people follow Western lifestyles, if they're using astrology, tarot, witchcraft, anything, going to church and praying, crossing themselves in the church, all of these are rituals. This creates a false reality for humans to follow, which is bad for them. And they come to be mad in the head. They're crazy. They're fighting. They're not happy. There's no happiness in them. The only time they show a false happiness is when they are practicing their magic. And this is not good for any return to light. So helping others, living in light, helping others, loving, being the best person that you can be. If you need to make decisions to walk away from anything in life, whether it's a job, a place where you're staying, big money, friends, circles, even family members, kids, if you have to separate yourself in order to get to where you need to be, then this is most important, because we come in this world alone. We're going to leave this world alone with none of that stuff.
Come on.
We're not going to leave. Yeah, we're not leaving with nothing. No family members, nothing. We're solo here. So this is how it works, and this is how it's going to end at the end of life. So this is most important.
Talk about People who sage, I like how you put it when we talked about the sage part. I think people need to also know about that. I wanted to interject that while we were talking about things that you should do that are wholesome.
So staging, I have an experience where I went in this I work for a real estate company in my spare time. So I do a lot of property inspections and such and assessments, you name it, I do a lot. And I went into this house and the woman happened to be home, and I knew right away that she was Draco. And in her home, she had a lot of magic related symbolism. I felt right away this energy from her. But going in there, some of the worst ones, I cannot look upon their faces very long. I may look a split second and turn away. This is how I can tell that the energy is really bad. So, but this woman, I could look at her. And this is very interesting because I was able to carry on a conversation with her. Now, even though she practices this, it did not, her energy output did not affect me to where I didn't want to look at her, and I felt uncomfortable even being there. That was not the case. We carried on a conversation for a few minutes. I told her, I'm an author. This is what I do. She took an interest in this right away, and she wanted to know what the book was about, how long I've been doing it, and so forth. She explained to me, I smelled the sage, and she explained to me she had just been saging earlier to get rid of spirits or whatever. So I knew that because of what she was and what she practices with this dark energy, that this attracts dark spirits, because that's exactly what it does. When you're involved with witchcraft, whether it's white magic, black magic, hers was what she called white magic. So that's why she was staging to rid her home of these spirits. They will come around these people because they were involved with this energy, focus, channeling, whatever you want to call it. This is an invitation for them to come in because of what the person is. So that was my most recent experience with walking into the home of a witch. I did not have a negative experience. It was okay. It wasn't something I would want to do on a regular basis, is go in her home. But in that moment, I said, wow, I can actually look at her face, and I don't have to turn away because of this strong energy output. I have felt this with other ones, even some Anunnakis. I have been around them, and I cannot be around them very long because this can be draining, because of what you walk in through. If you open that door, you will contend with what's on the other side. So I don't like to be around a lot of them long, because of that simple fact.
So saging actually invites them, the evil spirits.
Well, what they consider getting rid of them, it's not so much inviting them. It's how they see themselves to cleanse their home of dark spirits. But really, it doesn't. It does not, because they will always be there, and they will always what you put out as far as energy is what you will attract back. So do it, carrying yourself in the form of magic, casting spells, depending on the phase of the moon and all this and that, this attracts that type of pattern. So
So
you
what
will
does the
attract.
sage, so what does exactly the sage do then? What does it do for
Well,
them?
what they claim is that it does rid the home of these spirits. I really haven't looked into sage on a basis to where I can know exactly why. But this is what they claim that it does. But it actually does not. It's more of a physical satisfaction with them. They the smell of it, the burning, this tends to lead the mind on that I'm cleaning my house from sage. Now, sage has been used for thousands of years, and the history of it, I really, like I said, I don't really look into it much. But if I did, I could really dig deep and find out exactly what the pinpoint is on it.
Now, you did mention that one of my friends who had somebody they knew, they said you had mentioned how they were actually probably possibly using it to dumb down that person's light so they could be on the same energy field plateau. I don't know if you remember saying that, but I thought that was interesting to talk about.
Now, what was it with staging?
Yeah, so I was mentioning to you about a friend of mine who had a person that they were with. I have to cut this out. My girlfriend, remember?
Yes.
I'm saying friend. Okay. So back to one, Jeff. I'm sorry, back to one, Chris, my editor. Okay. So I have this friend who they used to always sage this person that was of light. Why do you think that was?
Well, because as well, on top of that, our energy, our light hurts them. And vice versa. This is how the circle is. This is how light and dark work. Dark, it can affect light, because if we are involved with what's going on with them, then we open that door and we're dealing with what's on the other side. But also, a person of dark, our light hurts them. So they will use various tactics, methods, practices to what they call getting rid of the devil. Because this is what they label us as. And of course, obviously, this is a reflection of their own self, because the devil is simply the reptile race. So, that is definitely the reason why they do a lot of this. It's not only staging; they have other practices as well that they try to cast to what they encircle themselves with this protection. That's what I meant to say. A protection barrier is what they really try to use these things for.
So it's almost like if that person is really bright, they have to kind of dumb down the light a bit so they can function.
As far as if you mean for people of light, yes. If you're not knowing who you are, this is really the biggest advantage of being in the human experience, is knowing that, because a lot of people think, oh, I'm human, this is me, this is who I am. No, the body is just for the spirit and the soul to have purpose in life, and purpose is more than just being working and doing whatever you do, whatever it is you do in your daily life. But for people who do not know who they are, this can hurt their life, because I know a lot of our races who live in the world. I have talked to a lot of them, and they do everything from chase money to they like their big fancy car. They smoke weed. They drink alcohol. They live it up, They live it up, this YOLO life or whatever, and this is just a repetitive thing they're chasing, and they're all they're doing is really wasting their time. Because when you come to the light, this is when life begins, and you really start to have the grand thoughts, the consciousness that leads you so much higher than those little basic lifelines, that I call them, of chasing, and always you're always having to chase, you're always having to compete, and your light, you cannot have the fruits of life. You cannot be in the biggest form of who you are when you're living in the world. And so once you really come to know this and you separate yourself, there is a transition period you will go through to where you will lose. I've talked about this many times. You will lose a lot, but you have an eternal gain that you get back from it that people have no idea. This, don't even worry about what you lose, because you will leave this world without all of it. We just said that. And what you stand to gain, it's eternal. It goes on forever. You cannot have no imagination to understand this, but you need to try to begin to figure this out for yourself, that if you do come to the path, it is a journey that will take you, and you never have to. You don't. There is no stress. You don't struggle to stay on this road. You're just carried, and all the guidance is there, and you don't need to ever second guess yourself.
So, guys, I just want to say that we had a whole 40 minutes that we had recorded in addition to what you've already seen. And for some reason, the messages were so powerful that the powers that be, iCloud, demons, reptilian Dracos, whatever, literally deleted it as we were saving the footage. Are they using color of our skin and racism to distract us?
Absolutely, because everything that they feed to the people is negative. They need negative energy field to build their power from within the people. If the people are in this lower frequency, then this is pure evil, and it keeps the state of evil ongoing with wickedness.
Number two, why? This is the top 12 questions that I'm asking that was deleted in my first 40 minutes. We're not even going to do the top five thing because we got to get the message out right now. Number two, why was the space force created?
The space force is created because of the future of the events that are going to unfold. This ties into 6G, 7G, the next gen communication network, humans going into space, quantum matter. This is part of that. The events that will unfold as well with an alien invasion. This will come to happen. They will make it happen. The Space Force will be for Earth, and this will lead to the events where all of man will become united under a single planetary world government.
Why? How do you know the difference? How does one, not you, because you know pretty much everything more than most, but how does one know the difference between dark beings and light beings, since they are using human suits? Like reptilians are using human form, Dracos are using human form. So how does one know the difference?
You have to know who you are, and that's for light or dark. Dark will recognize light, and light will recognize dark. When you are in that state of conscious being, then you will see the opposites. You will see for what they are, whether it's dark or light. This is how the state of mind creates that, with opening up the field of consciousness.
Humans, what are some of the names of human light beings? We know some of the dark being names. What are some of the light being names? I mean, not light beings, humans that are made from light. Sorry.
The different races, you have Pleiadians, Andromedians, Lyrans, Aldebarans, Nordics. There's quite a few, but that's just some that are named Greys as well. So these are some of the top races that are here on Earth now.
Now, some Greys you said are dark, though, right?
Yes, because some of them went with the negative races. And they are with them, and half went with them and half stayed with light. So,
why are humans the most powerful being created by light? That was a statement you made one time.
Well, because the overall plan is to have humans on a lot of worlds, to put them on many worlds. This is the true evolution of man, and this is already happening now, but it will come to be bigger after this world is done, after it is finished and we have left. We will begin to put humans on all worlds outside of negative worlds, obviously, and they will not be put there.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
This world is the only, I was just going to say, this is the only Earth world where this is ongoing, where this happens, where man meets evil and is enslaved by evil in its own nature and is corrupt to the core.
And then you say this is the only planet also that we have to pay to live on?
That is correct. Yes. This is the only planet where a species is enslaved to survive.
Number eight, why shouldn't light beings be afraid? And because we have power, so why should we not be afraid?
Well, when you know evil for its true face, you're no longer, because people fear the unknown. People fear what they don't understand. They hate what they don't understand. They will laugh and mock this, and this is pure ignorance. But when you no longer have a fear, when you understand something, you have an understanding of its nature. You know what it is, and you know what it's about. So you no longer, this is an understanding basically takes away fear. So when you have this light in you, you are, this creates your strength. Your strength comes from this, and you are no longer living in a state of fear.
Now, time travel, is that real? Is time travel real? And if so, do they use it to try to kill light beings?
They cannot use it to kill us. We have protection here, security. People who work with light as well, they are protected by light. The negative, they can kill people who are in the system. They do not have protection. People who work within the system or are part of it or try to fight the system, you can't fight fire with fire. Obviously, that is, you know, an example of someone in the system who's trying to fight the system with a different system or a new system. This will not work. These people have no protection. It's the greater good of man, his purpose beyond this world, that is protected. Light, when you're working with light, you cannot kill light. A light is eternal. There's dark has no answer for it. So they cannot kill us in time travel, but they can use this to an advantage to know things about us or about certain events. They also have some of their races who can see the future. Baba Vanga is she was one who a mystic who could see, and she predicted Trump's rise to power. She predicted 9/11. She predicted many other events that came to take place and that will come to take place. So they have the ability to travel and to also foresee the future.
So the iced tea, we've been using the code iced tea. Everybody knows why. Why is iced tea so important to them? And is it connected to the usage of, 5G, 6G, 7G?
Well, this is the future of biotech, genomics. This is science. This is cloning. Essentially, genome editing is cloning, because genomic technology can rewrite the DNA. And writing DNA is quantum tech, which is cloning. This cloning comes from quantum tech. This is wireless, with no metal, with no wires. It works through light and artificial light, and this is how natural humans, the cells are maintained by light, being the sun and the gates of higher dimensions that dawn light on us. So that's how they do as well. To create this, they had to come up with a light, a way to manipulate an artificial light. This is what CERN is used for. They have technology that goes beyond CERN. A lot of people don't know this. CERN is a very powerful area where they open doors, and they also used to, the World Wide Web was created at CERN. This is where all of this was born from, but they have, this is the public science division that they lead humanity to think this is as far as we are. They are beyond that. They are beyond the O's and ones of binary. They have quantum dot technology, which creates synthetic atoms and molecules. This is how they control the weather. This is how they've done it. You know, quantum tech has been here for 120 years now. They're just now leading people to scratch the surface with quantum tech. They're telling people where this is a new field. This is not a new field. They have had quantum tech. They have slowly been bringing humanity into something they have been working with for a century.
Wow. So if let's say we got about three more questions. So let's say a person is married to a dark alien or dark species or Draco or whatever, but they're human and they're now coming into the light. Should they divorce that person or should they stay and hope that they change?
Well, if you have a person who is in light or comes into light and they're in a bad, that's going to play out that way. You cannot have negative with positive and you cannot have positive with negative. It never works. Negative will usually run away. They will leave this from this experience or situation pretty quickly. So that's always the case too, is people who are positive cannot be around people who are negative. That goes not only for a relationship, it also goes for workplace. It goes for the home. If you're living with relatives or parents or kids who are, you know, because kids can be one type and then the parent can be another. This is another subject we will talk about at some point, but this all ties into positive and negative and relationships. You cannot have these two together. It never works. It never will. Now, some who are negative races, they do not have an output that is really dark. Some of them are not. Their human side is more dominant. So this is, and this will show in their traits and characteristics as well, because the consciousness that is in the mind is what will play out as far as what, if the human side or if the reptilian side will come out of them. This is all through the consciousness of how they carry their daily existence. So if they're more negative, you cannot have a negative with a positive person in a relationship. This is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. Final two questions. Why are they doing this weather modification on this planet?
They want to control. They want to control everything. They want to. They use the weather as a weapon. Weather is also used. The climate change is also used for virus transmission. They've been doing this since long ago in Babylon and in Greece, when the Greeks and Romans were very, their empire was very big. They used the weather to control the state of the human as well. It's not just for weather. They use it to control the state of the human with their emotional state. And this is the consciousness and the mind. There's a name for this. It starts with an H. I cannot think of it. I'm going to message you later what the name is, because it'll come to me right after the show's up. But gotcha. They want to control everything. They want to control the elements of all life on the planet. The weather is a very big element. The wind is very vital for humans. The way the winds blow will depict how the life or the moments you're in, the experience you're going through, it affects the human emotion state. It affects the way a person's happy or not happy or sick or healthy. It all ties in together, because man was created on this world. This is the environment. You cannot upset nature and expect man to be in a perfect state of existence. This is also why people are out of whack with everything, with thinking, and when you mix electromagnetics, they manipulate with 5G and all. This affects the electrical state of the mind, which is connected to the atmosphere.
Wow. So can we stop what's coming? And if so, how? Humans, light.
Well, it would take a huge act of light, or an act of, if people want to say God, that's fine. It would take a huge act of light to really open, you know, billions of people up to seeing everything. I mean, it would have to be, and you can't do that because 70% of the world's population is now, they've now taken the iced tea. They have this in their body. This alters the DNA, and DNA cannot process light into a vessel that has been damaged or altered. So this is a question that I will be honest. So we most likely we cannot, but a few people can help make a lot of changes amongst people that. Oh my gosh! Sorry, I'm I've got a fire truck going by. A few people can help others to make changes for this, and we can help those who we can help. Now we are working on something. I'm gonna mention this just because it's brand new to me as well. We are working with some doctors out of Europe who are trying to patent an infusion that would remove the iced tea. Now, a lot of people are going to message you and me about this because a lot of people say, I made a mistake. I should not have taken this. Don't hit yourself hard. Don't knock yourself around for it. They brought it on so quickly. People didn't even have time to even have a moment or a time to think about it to try to figure out what was going on. It was just Operation Warp Speed, and that's exactly what they did. We are working with someone right now to get a patent on this. It works. We've already tested it. It's about 100 doctors that are backing this one doctor who we know personally. We have tested it on someone we know, and it removes the nano chip. It melts the nano chip inside the blood and flushes the iced tea out. Now, this is an infusion. This is a naturopath doctor. So this is really huge. I'm going to keep people updated on this. We'll talk about it more in the coming months in 2023. Hopefully, we're trying to protect this woman because this is huge. This could reverse all of what 2020 brought on. So it's very important. And this could really help people to change what is coming. If we can cleanse people, you know, power in numbers and power in light, then we could change what is coming. This would be a very big answer to that.
Wow. Well, we pretty much hit everything that was in the 40 minutes. We actually got it all in here. So,
good.
Yeah, thank God for that. So people, I'm calmed down now because we pretty much, the only thing I think we did say in the other 40 minutes was watch the movies, because the movies, some movies are telling you what's coming, which is human light or light beings will at some point destroy this planet, and it will be basically taken over by, this will basically become hell for the beings that did all this to
me. Right.
Because anybody that...
They will still be reigning in hell here after this event takes place.
Right.
So we want to work to take everybody out of here. We want to get off this planet. We shouldn't focus on making a better planet because they're always going to be here. They're always going to make it hell on Earth for everybody. It's a never-ending battle. It's been this way for over 50,000 years. We have to tell people that they have to make it off this planet. We have to go to what is considered heaven, paradise, and you get a new body with a perfect mind, perfect spirit. Everything is immaculate. You never have to stress. There is no such thing as negativity there. It does not exist because negativity comes from lower dimensions and it comes up. So,
and paradise is planet Sirius, right?
Sirius, yes. What they consider the star of Sirius. This world is, I should send you photos. I know you asked for them. I have some photos that give a pretty good depiction of it. This planet is perfect. Like I said, the Earth, everything on the Earth that is natural, everything natural here came from Sirius. So this world was in design of Sirius, and obviously they are working to destroy nature. Because obviously they're destroying all the Amazon, they're burning in California, Oregon, and all these states. They've had wildfires for the past 15, 20 years. They've destroyed the ecosystem of the ocean. They want to replace it. They want to use nanotech and quantum technology to redesign water And this, you know, this world is always in a constant battle with this. Nature fights against evil, good versus evil. It's always going to be ongoing. So we must work to get people off this world to other worlds.
Man, this was great, man. I enjoyed this conversation, part three. We got a lot of information in this, so we're good. We're good. We got a lot of information to the masses. We didn't get to do the top five, but we'll do that on the next one because you're going to come back two or three more times before you do your show. By the way, guys, he's coming to CJC with his own show. We're still developing it, but we're right there. We're on the cuff. We got some other stuff that we'll be talking about soon. He's got a new book coming and just a lot of stuff that me and Jeff are going to be doing. We're going to work together to help change the world and get the information out to you guys. This is my new mission. I got caught up a bit and started. I was interviewing a lot of celebrities in my podcast. I will still do a little bit of that, but I've started to realize that that part of my life has to. And I have to go back to what my core is, which is getting people ready for what's coming, which is going to be exciting for people who are of light. And that's my mission on this planet. That's why I have the television networks. That's why I do movies. All this was given to me so that I could wake you guys up. So I'm going to do my work. I'm going to do my part. I'm not on the dark side. I would never join the Illuminati. I would never join any of those things or entities. As a matter of fact, I tell people all the time, Hollywood is one part of a film industry and probably barely makes up 20%. I'm in the film industry. I'm not in Hollywood. So you guys know how to get in touch with me, Carl Jackson Podcast, all of you on Spotify. Thanks for listening. People that watch on CJC Network, I appreciate you guys. You can get in touch with Jeff. How do they get in touch with you, Jeff?
You can find me through Facebook, Instagram, Instagram at the Andromedan, Facebook by my name, Jeff Ilshner. Those are my main two sites. You can also pick up my book at Barnes & Noble, The Return to Source. You can order it through Amazon, Apple. Apple carries it, Target, Walmart, you name it. Just search it up. You can find it, The Return to Source. I recommend this book for people who want to get started on the journey. And like Carl said, I've signed with a network and we got a lot of big things coming. So you heard it here first. So.